really appreciate him saying yes. Herm Edwards, head coach of Arizona State, joining Doug and Wolf this morning, 7:30, just like he normally does throughout the college football season. And it seems like we might not have one. Herm, is there anything we can say in the next 10 minutes to change your mind? Is it still up in the air at all, Herm? Is this all final?
2021, that's what we're looking at right now, man.
Oh, man. Coach,
how are you doing?
Something different. I'm hanging in there. I think everyone's hanging in there right now. We the wind came out of our sails a little bit yesterday with the announcement. But I think if you were well aware of what was going on, you felt that it maybe go this way, postponement. And so right now it has been postponed. Our players were they upset? There's no doubt about that. Coaching staff, everyone was upset. But I think we knew going into this, when this virus first came about, that the doctors would give us the game plan. And we've always followed that. They've done a fantastic job, to be quite honest, of creating a bubble around our players. And our players have done a fantastic job as well of just staying insecure with that bubble situation. But the more they looked at it, and I think, guys, you know, the heart thing all of a sudden became an issue. And with that being said, the safety of players and all those involved felt like they couldn't go on right now.
So, Coach, you agree with the decision?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm always going to weigh with the medical people. That's, you know, I'm not a doctor. I'm a football coach. Yeah. I got a PhD in football. But when it comes to medicine and what they have to do and how they study things, I'm not competing against that. I'm not going to say I know what's best. I'm not a doctor. I stay in my lane.
Herb, here's what's weird. And it seems like this for all of us as normal civilians, because Wolf and I are not doctors either. But give me a week, and I'll tell you something new about coronavirus that was wrong 2 weeks ago. It seems like the information's changing all the time. And here's where it's kind of strange. The SEC and the ACC, their doctors are saying this. And the Pac-12 and the Big Ten doctors are saying this. And it seems like they are at odds. How do we know who's right?
Well, I just think that it's like anything else. You know, you got leadership from all different areas. And I go by the information I gather from our folks, and that's what I do. That's what you do as a head coach. You know, and I think our doctors have done a great job of laying it out for us, and the presidents and the people involved in making the decision. It was a 12-0 vote. It wasn't even close. It was no argument. It was like, this is what we're going to do for the safety of everyone that's involved in sports. So they decided to postpone.
Coach, who does this hurt the most?
Oh, the most. I think it affects everyone, to be quite honest, whether it's the vendors that, you know, a lot of these people make their living on sporting events. Mm-hmm. It goes all the way from the shops that sell merchandise to the vendors, obviously the fans, to the players, to the coaches, TV. I mean, it affects everyone. I don't think it's – and that's what's so interesting about sports. You know, it covers so many different areas in your life, you know, and it's a part of our upbringing as Americans. You know, mm-hmm. there are certain months of the year, there's sports that we watch, live sports, right? And we're accustomed to that. And when it's taken away from us, it just affects everyone. There's a trickle-down effect, and it's a shame, but at this point, we're postponed.
Herm Edwards, head coach, Arizona State, joining Doug and Wolf. And Coach, I want to be fair, because I don't want you to find out my opinion through the grapevine. I don't like the decision.
Okay.
And the reason why I don't like it is I actually accept canceling college football. If it's this dangerous, man, God bless you guys. Take care of the kids, cancel it, and we'll see you next fall. But I don't like postponing it to the spring, because then I feel like, well, wait a minute, if it's all about the student athlete, are we really going to ask them to play 25 games in 8 months if we play spring 2021 and fall 2021?
Right.
Why are you confident, if you're going along with it for now, of that we can keep kids healthy? Do you think the human body is designed for a 19-year-old to play potentially 28 football games in 8 months?
you make a great point. And what does that look like? I mean, the NFL schedule is what? Now they cut it out preseason games, so it's 16 for sure. Before that, it's a little bit more if you get into the postseason. When you look at college football, even if you get into the Final Four, you're going to play anywhere between 14-plus games. And so this season has been shortened. It was going to be 10. Mm-hmm. And then what does that look like if you go into the spring? Do you just play your conference on the south and the other team plays in the north, and then – you only play that many games, and you decide who wins, and then you have a championship game, and you only play six games. I don't know what that looks like. Then maybe the total of it is only 16 games.
Okay.
Okay, so I for me to sit here and try to figure that all out, I don't have to figure that out. I'm going to just sit here and, you know, I got to meet with my coaches here, and I got to meet with my players, and I'm just trying to figure out, okay, now we got all this time. What kind of – can you imagine? I got here at 4 o'clock this morning, and I'm trying to look at schedules, and I'm going, man, I got a long time before we play again. I don't know how to do this. How do you write out a schedule? I mean, these kids still have to go to school. They're student-athletes. We forget about that. It's not like, well, hey, guys, can go home. They ain't going home. They got to go to school. And then we still have to, you know, get them – they still got to work out. Mm-hmm. But how do you balance all this? I mean, that's – I'm worried about schedules right now, guys.
Yeah. Coach, did you hear Scott Frost, the head coach in Nebraska? Did you hear his comments?
Scott.
Yeah, did you hear his comments yesterday, Herb?
Very, very passionate guy, and I think this is an emotional deal for a lot of guys, okay? And, you know, I'm never going to second-guess anybody. I don't do that. You guys know that. I don't. Mm-hmm. Everyone has their right to how they feel. And this is emotional, man, for everyone.
Totally.
I mean, for me as well, you know, but – as you get a little older, you know, you slow down sometimes. You know, you just kind of slow down, you think, you know, and you go, okay. Because, you know, it's a tough spot for everybody. And, you know, people want to play football. The players want to play football. Coaches want to play football. But I think if you understood it from the beginning, we weren't going to be allowed to make the game plan.
Mm-hmm.
The medical people were going to make the game plan. And we stuck with that. Our conference stuck with that. We knew that when we got into this. We said, hey, at the end, we're not calling plays. We don't get to call the play. They will call the play. It's like, you know, it's kind of like coaching, right? We always say coaching's great. You know, fans think, well, yeah, being a head ball coach, being a coach, they say, yeah, you make all the decisions, but when they walk on the field, you got no control. The players play.
Yes.
The doctors make the decisions at the end.
And listen, you've got plenty of time to change your mind on this, but this is such a weird situation in which you have a player in Jaden Daniels who really has a chance to be special. And yet, just kind of we talked about a little earlier, what nobody ever saw this coming. It's who knows what the future holds. But just the weird sense that coming up in, I guess, February or March, he might play his sophomore year. Mm-hmm. And then a few months later, he might play his junior year, and then he might get drafted in the 2022 draft and have all of that take place in a matter of 10 months or so. That's really strange. How do you even have a concept of how you plan on getting him ready for potential two seasons as a quarterback in 1 year, and maybe – if he could, you know, exceeds expectations like we all hope he does, getting ready for a draft in 18 months.
Well, you know, my obligation to him as well as all the rest of the players. And, you know, Jaden's in here every day. So we're tied to the hip. And I think, you know, the thing for Jaden, and he knows this, we got to get him bigger and stronger. And he's gained some weight. He's at 190 plus right now. He's doing good, guys. He's doing good. And so I just think, you know, His football career is all ahead of him still. I mean, he's going to get better. And I think with this offense that we're running, it really, really fits what he likes to do. And I'm excited about watching it right now and with the walkthroughs we've had and just going out on the field and watching this thing. I was excited about what it might look like. But with that being said, we got to park the car in the garage for a little while and we'll bring it out. But Jaden will be – As any player here will be protected, and if they have a future in the NFL, as you guys know, they'll be ready to go. There's no doubt about that. They'll be ready.
So
that's just our mindset.
So, Coach, I don't want to belabor the point, but I did find it fascinating, once again, about Scott Frost in Nebraska saying, hey, listen, the Big Ten might be shutting down. We're not going to. He was intimating that they were going to try to play other teams. They were going to go and they were going to look for people to play. He was intimating that, and it just blew my mind because, number one, I have no idea if legally he's got a foot to stand on. That is something that, again, we can debate that back and forth. But my question to you is this right here, Herm. Was this ever a conversation in your coach's room? Was this ever a conversation?
No. You know, I mean, look, Dr. Crow and Ray, the AD, they have been forthright with us. They have been very clear of the path that we would take, regardless of what happened, whether we were going to play or postpone. And so that's been clear. So there was no.
Have you called your friend? Have you called Scott?
In other words, what you're trying to ask me, are we going to barnstorm? We ain't barnstorming. No.
I just thought it was awesome, Herb.
Sorry.
Not even one game? You can't. I mean, when you play U of A at Thanksgiving, just have one game this year. Just play U of A.
That was good. That was interesting. You know, because we had like four schedules, and then all of a sudden that was the last schedule. I said, "Look at these guys. They're gonna make it. We don't have to worry about players or the fan base getting excited about the first game, right?" That would have been interesting.
Hey, Herm, it was like backing your way out of a bar. I'll fight you.
Oh my god!
I mean, I'll play you.
You love the passion of to everyone involved in sports, whether it's fans, whether it's you guys, whether it's coaches, players, we get it. I mean, it's you know, when you're an athlete or you're a fan of a team, you know, you're excited about the anticipation of the season and you want things to happen and you have these expectations because, you know, every season brings on a different journey for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's great about sports. You know, every season there's this hope of what is my team going to look like? What are the players going to look like? The fan base is, they're all excited, and then all of a sudden you get this. It's like, oh, no, really? Right? So, okay. We're going to play football again.
What is your – in the course of the next, let's say, 4 months, what's your most important job? Like, what questions do you have? Like, normally we ask you questions. Yeah. What questions do you have that aren't answered yet that you need answered to do your job in the next 4 months?
The most important thing is the hours they're going to give us now with the players.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm laughing at you guys because I tell you, you know, the schedule deal is real, man. And what do we do? You know, I'm almost at the mindset of maybe when September rolls around, basically going through a week of practice or a walkthrough meetings and stuff like that against the opponent we would play. And go through 12 games like that. Go through 12 weeks of that.
Wow.
There's a lot of things going through my mind now. Do we do that? And just anticipate this is what's going to look like during the season, right? And have a walkthrough and, you know, do some things similar. Be in the classroom and study the opponent. And maybe we be studying the opponents that we're going to play in 2021. You know, what does that look like? Well, who are they? Okay, this is who we're going to play. Let's just say we're going to play Arizona. Okay, we game plan Arizona that week with our players and with the coaches. We walk through that process of what it's going to look like. We're not going to play, but mentally we can go through all the things we need to go through. So maybe there's so many things I'm thinking about, guys. Like, you know,
do we then ask you post game how you did? You can even tell us if you want. We wouldn't know as media.
But here's what I did. Here's what I thought about that. That'd be pretty good because we'd go 12-0.
I was gonna. Hey, you know what, Herm? Honestly, if you're gonna do that, you might as well just play him. If you're gonna go through it, just play him, Herm.
Maybe we can get the players. This could be a good idea. Why does this sound? Maybe we get the players to play video against each other. in a Madden football game or something like that.
Hey, colleges have esports scholarships now, Coach. Here you go.
I mean, come on. I mean, I don't know what we're going to do, guys.
Listen, I'm worried about you. I'm worried about you, Herm. I mean, honestly, I don't know how you're going to deal with this.
Oh, I am thinking of all kinds of things, guys. I am thinking outside the box right now. Trust me.
Now, going further, what about recruiting? What about high school? What about December and your normal thing? What are you doing? Or do you even know yet what you're doing recruiting?
Well, we do know. Most of these kids cannot visit. That's why you see so many kids committing early. Hmm. They're not going to have the ability to come on campus. I doubt very seriously if we're going to be able to go out either. So everything has been virtual, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've been very fortunate.
Very fortunate recently, right?
Yeah, we
of course
got
you can't say any names.
We got a lot of guys that committed now. Our train's almost full. To be quite honest. So, we'll see. On that part of it, we're doing pretty good. Now we got to keep them. We got to keep them on the train because they still got to sign and all that. But we've got some guys. This is kind of interesting because I'm kind of excited. You know what's funny too? Now think about this though, guys.
Okay.
A lot of these guys, due to the fact there's going to not be high school football in a lot of these areas, a lot of these guys will come in here early.
Mm.
So now you've got another freshman class coming in.
Oh,
right? I mean, because they're not going to play football. So they're trying to graduate now. Most of these kids are trying to graduate going, I'm going to college to be there in the spring. It's interesting.
Man, it really is. Herm,
what a battle, man.
We just cannot thank you for your time.
Oh, anytime, guys. Yeah, anytime you need, guys. I'm going to be available here for the next couple months. So
hey, if you want to come on once a week and talk football with us, we want you. We're
on the train.
We're on your train, Coach.
If you're lonely, just call me. I'll always come on.
that's fantastic,
Herm. God bless you and your family, Coach.
Thank you. You guys stay the same, man. Stay safe.
Absolutely.